It's Saturday Breakfast with Blake and Ash here at Hot 91.1. 17 past 7 for your Saturday morning, and the Olympics are in full swing, Ash. There's been green pools, there's been highs, there's been lows, and you're a little bit fired up this morning.
I am. You know what? It absolutely kills me to see some of these athletes being beaten down by the media. Obviously, there's a lot of athletes who whose times maybe should have scored them a gold medal, but just because they didn't get a gold medal doesn't mean they're a failure. Now, for some reason, the media puts so much pressure on all of our athletes to win gold. When they don't win gold, they've failed. I'm sorry, but that is absolute crap. Do these people have any idea what it takes to be an Olympian? They clearly don't.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. For some of these athletes, like the Campbell sisters, wasn't there so much hype surrounding them? Mm-hmm. Everyone was going, they're going to win. They're going to win. They're going to come one and two. This is going to be the greatest Olympic moment in history, the sisters winning. Mm-hmm. But it all kind of fizzled out, didn't it?
It did. Now, of course, Kate broke the world record a few weeks ago, but she did that because she was relaxed. And you swim your best when you are relaxed. Now, you can't even imagine what it's like for these athletes to be standing behind the blocks, to be competing in front of millions and millions and millions of people. This is a huge event. This is the world's biggest sporting stage. And of course, there's going to be nerves, you know, and sometimes athletes step up to that. And sometimes nerves do get the better of them, but that doesn't mean that they've failed. The likes of Mitch Larkin, Taylor McEwen, MC Bomb, Kate and Bronte Campbell, Cam McAvoy. There's been all this hype surrounding these guys. And you know what? You guys have done your country so proud. You guys should be so proud of yourself to be there, to be in the moment. And you can almost see the disbelief in their face. You know, they've swum. Obviously, they haven't swum as fast as they would have wanted to. But there's no excuses. They have left everything in the pool. There's been no excuses. There's been no tears. They've held themselves so well. And I think you might have seen the, you know, King Kyle Chalmers, yeah. The 18-year-old who scored gold.
What an amazing, he just came out of nowhere. What an amazing achievement.
In the 100 free, Cam McAvoy was also tipped to win that event. Now, Cam, he was interviewed post-race, and the best sign of sportsmanship I've ever seen. It was just amazing. He literally sat there and said, you know what, this is Kyle's moment.
Yeah.
And just could not say enough nice things about him. And that's what sport's about. You don't know. It's an Olympics. Anything can happen.
We are seeing some of these nicer moments of the Olympics come out, which is what we are really enjoying. That was one of them. But, you know, coming seventh in the world, as my mum would say, that's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. Yeah. Come on. You've got to be pretty happy. It's like, I'd be chuffed. I came seventh. Mm-hmm. In the world at the Olympics. That's an amazing achievement.
It's an amazing achievement. And I think as Australians, we need to get behind our athletes. Instead of slamming them down, they have built such a great culture, especially in the swimming team, hashtag one team. That's what it's all about. And let's get behind them. Let's bring it on. Let's bring it home as well.
Yeah. Now, look, just speaking of Olympics and Olympians, after 7:30 this morning, you and I are pretty chuffed. We're going to be joined by one on the show. Dual Olympian Megan Ney joins us here on Saturday Breakfast with Blake and Ash at Hot 91.1.
The Seven Sunshine Coast Marathon.